The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. There was not enough time there for me to politely respond or respond really at all in any sort of meaningful way to the question I was just asked before the break. Use your imagination.
Could have been anything.
Could have been anything, really.
It wasn't fantasy football related, I'll tell you that. I'll divulge that much.
Sadly, it was soccer related. Soccer is up there on the list of sports that obsesses about momentum. They're up there, man.
They have a momentum chart.
They have a momentum chart.
During the matches, lower left-hand corner, they will have a momentum chart.
Which mostly is just, my problem is this, the usage of the word. Or the implication that it tells you something about what's going to happen. If one team is dominant, if it's Brazil against the Bahamas, say, they're going to have momentum probably because they're going to have goals. I don't want to get tied up on that chart. Back and forth game, Morocco and Haiti yesterday. Every time it was momentum. In fact, the announcer for this game, the color commentator for this game, her name is Jackie something. I can get that. Morocco scored late to salt it away. They were already winning.
Mm-hmm.
And she said how this goal, completely meaningless, like their position was already secured, they'd already, you know, final minutes of the game, they're already winning, gave them momentum for the next round. Oh, yeah, sure, that's right. That's gonna be brought up in the huddle going into the knockout stage, is that meaningless goal against Haiti that did nothing to their standing. Golf is really bad. Golf might be the number one offender. Those guys, always with momentum. And never, ever is there like a bogey after a birdie where somebody brings up, hey, what about, I thought they were feeling good. All right, you're looking at me. You still want to know the answer to the question that I didn't answer?
No, I don't really care about that.
Or this.
This is my least favorite thing of yours that is a regular recurring, because I don't know. I also don't want to belabor it. If you want to move on, we can move on. I don't need to.
Well, then I have to think of what to move on to.
Oh, well.
Because all I had left for today is this.
Well, we don't. I don't really know how. We were talking about the standings and who's going to be seated where and who's playing whom in the 32 and all that. And all I said to you as we were about to come back on is you said something about goal differential. And like I will tell you, like I'm watching this. I have never one time looked at the standings. I see the standings when they put them on the screen, right? So I have some sense of who's doing well and who's not, but I'm not really getting into who's just tell me who's going through. Like I'm not hung up. I'll ask you, like, even we're watching this incredible moment for Ecuador where they scored fairly late to go up 2-1 on Germany. Like, what does this mean? Because I don't even know. Like, well, Ecuador was going home and now they're going through. They're staying. Like, wow, that's awesome. And Germany was all set. Like, that's my point of entry on how the whole thing, like the machine works and all that. But you said something about goal differential and I said to you, well, They have downgraded goal differential, its importance, and prioritized head-to-head. And maybe what you were going to say back to me was like, well, what if you haven't played head-to-head?
Well, that's right.
And that's where you get to goal differential, I would imagine.
Yes. We're now talking about outside of the groups.
Right.
So how do they slot the what will be 8 third-place teams into their slots? How is it 99% likely that the USA will play Bosnia-Herzegovina in the next round when there's so much left to be determined about who's going to finish third? Ecuador just beat Germany and passed Bosnia in tied in points and in pass them in goal differential. So they would be above Bosnia. But there's a lot more. It's very complicated. Like, world rankings can be a tiebreaker. Fair play. How many cards?
Okay.
We had that before. That was a weird one. That can be a tiebreaker. And then you have, I mean, look it up. I'm not even going to bother to read it. I just want to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to play teams from other groups or other maybe like your same continent sometimes. So some third place teams have no chance to play against a certain first place team.
Okay.
Because of that.
Something. Right. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
So this Ecuador result that puts them above Bosnia on a list of – they're clinched. If you get 4 points, you're clinched. There aren't going to be – 9 third place teams that get to 4 points. But that doesn't seem to change the likelihood that the States will play Bosnia.
That's right. Well, I'm wondering that, I mean, we just had that result within the last 5 minutes. It went final, right? And Ecuador beating Germany is a pretty sizable upset. No.
Yes.
Right?
+330.
So was that part of the 99% that you're playing by? Like, has it changed now?
No.
Okay, no. You know that. Okay, I didn't know if
yeah, that's
it
the
all
point.
Just happened too fast that they I didn't know if they were still that much of a favorite to play Bosnia.
No, that's the point.
Okay, gotcha.
It doesn't do anything. It doesn't change Germany either because they were alone in first. They were safe.
All right. Well, good talk. I feel like we didn't really figure anything out.
No, I do and I don't want to know this one. By Saturday night, it'll all be
right
settled, and what I'm trying,
that's for now, I can see who's playing who. That's all I
yeah
I'm gonna worry about it.
Why I'm more into this than I would otherwise be is I'm in these two survivor pools. They're really cool. You picked 4 teams at the beginning of the tournament, and to qualify for the next phase of the pool, all 4 of them have to make it to this next round. I had Turkey on one and that bombed, so yep. That team is eliminated. But I've got 2 or 3 good ones. And I tried when I could have done more, I guess. But when I picked the teams I picked, I tried to do it with the big bracket in mind that wouldn't put, like, I didn't want to be all close together. Because you're going to have to pick somebody, like, every day starting on Sunday. And it has to, you've been in these with college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We did this one with Joe Ostrowski, and Sal was in it. You have to... If you run into a situation where you have used both teams and that's the only game, then you're done. You have no way of winning. So I tried to space them out to avoid that. And that's kind of why I want to know, especially who's playing whom of the third place team, so I can start to plan.
Gotcha.
Did that make sense?
Start to plan what exactly?
Picks.
Oh,
because I'm going to have any chance of winning, assuming I didn't stymie myself already.
Survivor. Yeah,
Survivor.
It's not all set. Okay, I understand.
I'm going to have to reverse engineer the rest of the bracket.
Yeah, I got you.
To have any chance of winning.
Yep.
Like, it's a big pool of players.
Yeah.
And most are going to get the 4 teams right. Turkey's like the biggest upset so far for a team not to qualify. 0-2. They're only 0-2 when they're already cooked because Australia won against them. Australia beat them, and then Paraguay beat them. Paraguay beat them 1-0, a man down, because the Paraguay player covered his mouth. So they had to play the entire second half man down, and they still shut him out. I saw a shots on goal tweet where Turkey, through 2 games, have like 20-some more shots than the second highest, and they haven't scored. I would bet Turkey tonight, I would say that.
Sure, yeah.
Because they're good, and U.S., listen to me, Mr. Soccer, they're good, and U.S. will probably sit. They'll definitely sit the yellow card guys, right?
Right.
There are 3 or 4 of those.
Right.
So that they don't risk, if one of those players picks up another card, they're banned from the next game. They won't want to risk that. One of them is the goal scorer guy, Balogun, so they're not going to play him.
They might want to get Pulisic.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Such a little bit of time because he hasn't played since the opener.
Yeah, there's some speculation about that.
Yep.
Joe was funny talking about the yellow card guys. He's like, don't even put them on the bench because you could get a card from the bench.
Yeah, right.
You know, you're mouthing off or somebody comes over there and starts something and you're just in it. You don't want to risk that. They're not gonna. If you know you're not going to play them, give them a press pass. Well, anyway, that's 10 o'clock tonight for the Team USA game, and also at the same time as Australia and Paraguay, I believe it would be.
I have 3 points in the thing that we have here.
How is that possible?
I got a DR, and one of them came from DR Congo. That's where I'm at.
You have four teams. You don't have a single win.
No, I know. I mean, I picked 11th. I didn't expect to do well.
It's fair.
Anyway, I know me well with the excuses. But so I'm cooked there. I didn't even get Panama. Still is another game, even though they're not right. Did they play three already? No, they played two. They haven't scored. I've been watching Panama's games just so I can tweet the David Lee Roth gif from the Panama music video, the Van Halen music video, and they won't even score a goal. So I'm still like waiting on that. I mean, I don't know. I got a busy weekend with the ride coming up, the ride for Roswell. So I may miss it if they even score.
I think they play England.
Oh, great. So maybe England won't have to try, right? Or will they? Wait, did they just?
No, they would want the game.
Yeah.
First place.
Right, yeah. So I'm in tough there. I mean, forget it. And Korea, I have Korea and Bosnia
out
in the thing that I have at the bar. And so if Bosnia plays the U.S., I got to root for Bosnia to beat the U.S. I don't want to do that.
I don't think Korea is officially out.
No, they need help, I think, is where they're
a three-point team.
They lost to South Africa last night. 1-0.
They did.
They were like, they were the best team coming into the thing that I had in my, I would say they would have outranked Belgium.
In your entire portfolio.
Right. The four teams I have in our thing and these other two, like South Korea was my only hope. And they lost 1-0 last night to South Africa.
Yep. And you watched it.
I did.
You're watching their games and you're watching the Panamanian games.
Yes. Not really getting anything out of it. No.
Literally not.
No. It's been bad.
Well, this, if anybody wants, this Survivor thing runs through a site called Splash Sports, the one I'm in, or the two that I'm in. Joe Ostrowski does his things on that site, so Bulldog would have an account there at Splash. And Kelly in Vegas is the personality. She sort of sets most of these up, and I saw that she said today there is a new one, $25, a new one for the knockout stage alone. So you could start one.
Yep.
I guess Sunday afternoon is the beginning of the next phase of the tournament. So you can find that if you want.
I don't think I will. I'm taking enough of a beating. I've lit enough money on fire on this thing. I think I'm cooked.
There have been seven before today, although I don't think I've seen one today. There have been seven penalty kicks in the tournament.
That seems low.
Maybe that's low.
There's like four games a day.
Right. And only one has been missed.
Messi.
That's the only unsuccessful penalty kick before today, anyway, in the World Cup.
Would have had a hat trick in the first game if he'd scored the penalty and then scored the other two goals he ended up scoring. So I think the penalty came before he scored.
Yeah.
And then did he not have a hat trick then?
No, he had two.
He had two more in the second game. Okay, right. He doesn't have a hat trick yet.
He has five. Everybody is scoring, and it's fun because here's Messi, who broke the famed record for most goals in World Cup. Then Mbappe is like right behind him, and he's way younger.
Yeah.
So he's probably the favorite to have that record someday.
I would think, yeah.
And then other guys like, oh, that's 10 World Cup goals for this guy. Like, they're all sort of racing right now. Yeah. It's good. Holland. Also from before today, best I can do. I haven't added in today's results. I don't even know what the lines were. But over-unders in World Cup so far. So every total is going to have a fraction, right? Over under 3.5 goals.
Okay.
So no pushes on over unders, I think. 25 and 25 for the tournament.
On over unders?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. All right.
There's no one way that's going.
Right.
What do we have here? 2-0 and 2-1?
Good job. Yeah. Right. Ivory Coast, I think, 1-2-0, and yeah, Ecuador 1-2-1. Well, that's a good job by the odds makers, then, isn't it?
Yes.
If they're nailing it right down the middle, then that's what they're going for.
One account I read, and this makes sense, is so like Sam will talk. I'll have Sam tomorrow. Bulldog won't be here. Sam will often talk about Paniatovich, what the books need. How much money has come in on either team? It's not always down the middle. So what the sports books need to have happen, and as you might expect, everybody, like bettors, have poured money in on Team USA. Like that's just been one of these ones where you bet the Bills to win the Super Bowl every year because they're your favorite team. So I think there's some, I mean, risk. They're not going to shut down, but some risk on the sports book side of things if USA keeps winning.
Right, sure. Yeah, that tracks.
But I would not bet them tonight.
No, I wouldn't either. I would think you go. I mean, I don't know. Is there some chance that the backups all just play out of their heads? You know, maybe, I suppose.
Inspired.
Right. But I you know, you'd think Turkey would be trying to at least like come home with something. Because, yeah, they were not supposed to be a team that would just get run over in this thing. So I would expect you get a strong effort from them.
I wonder if they're known for it. Are they known to be a team that lays down in this situation or rises up? That I can't tell you. We're presuming the latter. Both of us.
Yes, some pride on the line.
Uruguay could blow it. They have to play Spain in their last game, and they have two ties only so far. And Cabo Verde, by having tied Spain, is in a position where they could top Uruguay in their group. They also have two ties. Both of those teams have two ties.
Yep.
And they tied each other.
Right. Well, I'm here for that. I mean, you know, nothing against Uruguay.
No.
But, you know, two World Cup championships. Two World Cups. 1930 and 1950.
Okay. They hosted one of them, maybe?
A long time ago. But
it's not a big country.
No.
They do pretty well for their...
I think even in 1930 and 1950 to have won the World Cup from a country that size, I think there's a lot to be proud of there.
Is there, do you think, any video evidence of that? Do you think I could go to YouTube and watch the 1930 World Cup final?
I'm going to guess no, but
100 years ago?
1950, maybe you got to look at it.
Yeah, I would think.
But 1930, boy, that'd be tough.
In the 80s, the VCR days, one... It might have been like Saturday, the semifinals or something, if they were on the same day. I think the tournament was in Mexico in 86. And I recorded the World Cup on CBC, which maybe was the only place to get it. I don't know if that's true. But I remember just, I can see it on a stack of VHS tapes with sports on it. It was like West Germany, maybe versus Mexico, just like a Maradona World Cup. I wanted to watch everything. I was into everything. So, yes, World Cup, let's go. I don't know anybody out there. We had the Stallions, though. We might have had some ties, right? I don't know. But 1986, you can find. 1930?
Yeah, no.
Probably tougher.
Might be tough, yeah. I'm not going to look right now.
Round one of the NHL draft in Buffalo tomorrow night. Stephen Ellis of Daily Faceoff is in town to cover it. No, the teams aren't here, but the players are. And thus, much of the media. So we had the chance to talk to Stephen today about what might happen at the top of the draft. We'll have that for you next. This is WGR.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.